They are called Rosenwald Schools. They were in part founded by a man who gave the equivalent of $1 billion today to help meet the needs of the underserved. You can still find some of those old schools. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the early 1900s, educational opportunities for African American students often lagged that of their white counterparts. Two men made it their mission to help even that gap.
Dr. Booker T. Washington and Julius Rosenwald, who's the owner of Sears and Roebuck, got together and decided to establish these schools for African Americans throughout the South.
Michael Bailey is the curator of the Columbia Historical Museum in West Columbia, Texas, which oversees one of the old schools Rosenwald and Washington helped create.
At one time, you could actually buy a house from Sears and Roebuck and would come in a box. Well, they applied that same technology to the schools. So the schools came in one or two room variations.
Rosenwald established their family's fund in 1917, $70 million at the time, nearly $1 billion today. The fund would provide a school dependent on the African-American community, contributing land and labor, and the white school board earmarking funds for its upkeep.
At one time, there was over 5,000 of these schools built throughout the South. Over 500 of them was built here in Texas. Only a handful of them survives, and even a smaller percentage of that are actually in the shape that they can be viewed.
And one of those old Rosenwald school buildings is here.
The one we have was moved here in town several years ago. One of the reasons it had been preserved was it was used as a hay barn. So, of course, you had to maintain it to maintain your hay. So once we got it in here, we did everything we could to stabilize it and make it usable. And so we have the inside decorations represent those of the 1920s.
Today, this important piece of history can be seen and toured. A reminder of Rosenwald and Washington's efforts to provide better educational opportunities for African Americans. Traveling the countryside in West Columbia, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.